Coming into the region at the start of the new year is a NEST project focused on Inupiaq language revitalization in the area of Nome. KNOM's Davis Hovey reports a Nome-based nonprofit organization called Inusik Incorporated, which started up this year, is spearheading the project.
So Inusik Inc. was created by four young Inuit women, myself, Evelik, Hattie Keller, I'm the chair, Kunuk, Marjorie Tawbone is the vice chair, Utamana, Rachel Bauman is the board treasurer, and Kiminok, Maddie Alvana Stimple is the board secretary. We started this nonprofit because we felt like we're lost. There's a piece of us that is missing. We felt disconnected as Native people from our culture.
That's Inusik's board chair, Evelik, also known as Hattie Keller. She explains the meaning of the word Inusik for those who don't speak Inupiaq.
Inusik, it means life or our way of life in Inupiaq, and its sole purpose is to reclaim what we feel is lost, and that's our language, our culture, our values, our practices.
Keller and many Native Alaskans' sense of loss of culture or language started generations ago. According to Keller, it had a lot to do with the trauma Native people experienced while in school.
I visited Shishmaref in April. I spoke to an elder and I asked her, how did you go to school and how was it? And she told me when she went to school, they only were able to speak English. They were hit on the hand or put outside and made to stand outside all day if they spoke any Inupiaq. So this is 2 to 3 generations before me, and I would speak to other elders in our community, and they said I went through that too.
Keller says it takes about 3 generations of people to integrate a spoken language into a family. So that's how many generations this language nest will use at one time.
In 2017, it'll be tangible. We'll have a Inupiaq linguist and a teacher or a child care provider that will help the linguist. And in turn, the child care provider / teacher will learn from the linguist while teaching our children, because most likely our Inupiaq linguist will be an elder. So that's 3 generations, the linguist, and then the next generation is a teacher, and then the new generation is our children, 0 to 3.
Keller says for now, this language nest will be based in Shishmaref and will focus on children that are up to 3 years old, kind of like a daycare facility, but with some differences.
What makes it a language nest instead of just a daycare is that it's going to provide the parents and the grandparents with learning these materials. Right now, we are renting a building from the city of Shishmaref. It's the old Northwest Campus building in Shishmaref. And in future locations, we'd like to go throughout the region. Progressively, we'll move to the children as they grow older in different grades. Hopefully, we'll go to preschool next, and then after preschool, Head Start.
Ultimately, Keller's vision for Inusik's role in language and cultural revitalization in the region is much bigger.
So my overall goal in, let's say, the next 50 years, that we speak 4 languages. We speak English, we speak Inupiaq, we speak St. Lawrence Island Yupik, Inupik.
Inusik has already started hiring employees for 2017, including teachers and linguists, to begin working at the new language nest located in Shishmaref. Reporting in Nome, I'm Davis Hovey.